damn ball cap. He was talking out his head, I put a price on his ball cap. Hit him in the shoulder, Chris Brown, make him pop lock. I'm lurking in your section and I'm running, I'm on out watch. Can't take his soul, give him wings, make him fly high. And I don't know how to dance with that chopper, I'm a chai.
Slide on my op house, shoot the nigga through the curtain. He was tough up on the ground till I saw him out in person. This nigga talking all that shit, not a young nigga nerd. Put some hoes in his body, now he gotta go and search. I'm a little nigga with a big stick. My Draco called Jackie Chan cause that bitch kicked. And I'm pippin' all these bad hoes, slick rips. And I don't stop shooting my gun till that bitch click.
Talk, you niggas can't relate. I saw my op out in public, I boost the murder rate. I didn't wanna get caught, so I use my 38. And my gloves on real tight, mask on my face.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you might be. It is Monday, June 17th, 2019, and this is the Dez and BA Sports Talk Show hosted by Dumpster Juice Radio, the newly minted Dumpster Juice Radio. So get with the program, that's the move, Dumpster Juice Radio. Big news, man, free agency started. Big trade, huge trade. I said Monday morning wouldn't get here without some good news coming out, man. And I don't know if you want to call it good, sad, bad, whatever it may be. But it's exciting. Big, huge trade. And we're going to jump right into it, man. The Seattle Mariners trade Edwin Encarnacion to the Yankees. The Bronx Bombers have all the power you could ever want on one baseball team. The Yankees are going for it. I don't know if their pitching is going to hold up, but the Yankees are going for it. They basically just snatched up the American League home run leader, Encarnacion, who has 21 jacks. The guy's good for 25, 30 every single year for the last 10 years. The Yankees are ready. They're getting Stanton back. They're getting Judge back. They're getting healthier. They're going to get CC Sabathia that 250th win, and they're going to also get him a ring before he retires and walks off to the sunset in his Hall of Fame career. The Yankees are doing some big things. Biggest thing that happened over the weekend was that big trade. Seattle to New York, Edwin Encarnacion. B.A., why your face look like that, man? Why you look like something is wrong, like this isn't the biggest thing that just happened in sports? What's up, man? What's on your mind? What you got to talk about today?
Speak up, man. You looking sad, man. What's going on, man? What's wrong with your face? You ain't excited about the Encarnacion trade?
No, I ain't studying that trade. I'm talking about the big dog trade.
That's the big trade. That's what happened.
No, LeBron got his sidekick. LeBron got his sidekick. Now the haters don't want to acknowledge it.
Here we go. You got to bring LeBron into every show, man. Why?
The sidekick is here. Now the haters don't want to acknowledge the trade no more. Why is that, America? Why is everybody don't want to remember who the big dog is now since he got him some sidekick help?
So you're a little high on the hog right now.
I'm feeling pretty good. I'm actually feeling pretty good. I've been checking my phone for about 3 days, waiting on this to happen. But now, it's on. I'm like Dragonfly Joe now. It's on, punk! It's on now.
So basically, just crown him, crown him.
No.
That's what you said.
No.
You said a week ago, you said, we're going to the nurse home.
We can compete now.
You said, go to the nurse home, get you three.
No, we can compete. I said if we get AD and Kawhi. I said that. Not just AD. You can go back and listen to it now. But it's all good, though. Y'all try to listen. That's a shame when one player just, the expectations is so high.
Man, don't start making excuses for him already, man.
That expectation, man.
Don't start making excuses.
The man is championship or bust.
Don't start making excuses. Yeah, you down already here.
Why?
Because he, look at him, man.
Why?
Like I said.
Because he great. Because he what?
Listen, man.
I just want to hear it out your mouth. Why is it championship or bust?
Why does he have to hold the lead hostage and make sure he build himself a team before he get off the boat and do something? Go get your fishing pole and go fishing. You ain't got to catch a shark every time. Sometimes you got to eat brim.
That's not. The agent is doing his job. Don't bring Rich Paul into this.
Stop.
The agent represents his client.
So LeBron Jr. don't represent his dad.
The agent represents his client.
LeBron Jr.
Period, point blank. Whatever the
he do what daddy say.
AD is a grown man. He pick and choose what he want to go.
No.
He said, I want to play in L.A.
You know what he's doing? He's the kid, like,
he's a grown man, and he said it.
He the kid across the street that didn't have a game system or Atari or Sega or a PlayStation or whatnot. And he come across over here, and he going to kiss your butt and be your friend, even though he don't even like it because he want to play this game. That's what he really doing.
Nah.
And, man, honestly, let's think about it, though. The Lakers gave up a lot to the Pelicans. A lot. But in the grand scheme of things,
they didn't gave up nothing.
It's nothing. And honestly, it isn't. Now, the Pelicans can...
Lonzo Ball finished the last year in street clothes.
Last two years.
Okay. Ingram, blood clots. You don't know if they can even play. How much you gonna get out of them next year?
Hey, fans, if y'all.
Kept Kuzma, the best young player we had. We kept him.
Listen, man. Here he go again. Same thing. You don't play for the Braves or the Steelers no more. He hates you. Now you off the Lakers and he hates you. They trash. They gone. They garbage.
No,
they're the best in the world when they playing.
No, when they gone, they trash. Not about that.
What's it about then, man?
It's about being on a championship team and having a chance to win. The expectations. LeBron is win now. It's win now. Ain't no expectations. You gotta win now. So if he don't feel that you're able to win now, you gone.
He gonna get you out of there.
That's just the bottom line. And Kuzma, he see an upside in Kuzma. He see it.
LeBron called you and told you all this, huh?
Man, I talked to him. He texted me the other day. I talked to him.
It sounds like
he called me. He texted me.
It sounds like you got a little inside info.
I got it.
Is he okay with you putting this on the radio, though? Is he okay with you putting
it on the radio? He got another charge.
It's already there, huh?
It's already there.
Man, listen, but hold on, time out. You done switched gears on me, though, man. You honestly have, man.
Well, give me the question.
I mean, honestly, just think about this right here. You just basically said, I thought you said that you could get AD and then go get you three blind C-now Helen Keller type people.
No, I was talking about with Kawhi and AD. That was like a dream.
It is big.
That's three max players like he did when he went to Miami.
That's big.
Same thing.
That's big.
No, it ain't.
So it's all a setup, though. Here's
the man want to come to L.A. too. Y'all ain't even talking about that.
Just like you said
a while ago. Spurs just wouldn't trade him to L.A.
Like you said a while ago, you said that Rich Paul is just doing his job.
Representing his client. Every client wants
which one? I'm trying to figure out which one.
The one that want to go to L.A.
So AD's move to L.A. was more of an AD move or more of a LeBron move?
The man said that he wanted to win.
And LeBron, who said that, AD?
AD said he wanted to win.
How did he get to L.A.? Because of LeBron.
LeBron don't have nothing to do with his agent.
Yeah, stop it.
The same agent. But that's speculation. We're talking about my agent. Oh, okay, I tell you what. Listen to this. I'm the agent. I don't get my player to L.A. like he want. What am I?
Fire.
Okay, then. Bingo. Case closed. Leave it alone. He doing his job. That's what he got to do, represent every client that he got, no matter what.
As long as it fit into the jigsaw puzzle of LeBron.
No, he got to do what he got to do. And if it's a hostile takeover, it's got to be a hostile takeover.
So you admit this was pretty hostile.
It was pretty hostile, but he doing his job to the utmost.
But AD wanted to go to L.A. so bad. L.A. wanted AD so bad, right? Go sign him right now then. Go sign him to the extension.
You gotta pay it out just to save a little money.
That don't benefit AD. What if it don't work out? He ain't got no contract.
It's gonna work out.
What if it don't work out, man?
It's gonna work out. You can hate all you want to, but Brown and Brown gonna go forward.
So, I mean,
they gonna get one championship.
So they gonna play 5-on-2?
They gonna get one championship in L.A. That's how my goal was.
I agree. There will be one championship. I'll give them one championship.
We got to get one.
And I say that it may be next year. It honestly will. Because if Kawhi go to them Clippers, It may be a championship in L.A. If Kawhi go to them Clippers and drag Kyrie with him, you know, something like that. Or maybe that team up go to the Nets. The Nets can get two max players.
Hey.
The Nets can get two max players. Listen. Don't leave the Nets out of the situation.
No, the Clippers can get two max.
There you go.
They can get two max. I don't care.
But it won't be
what we're going up against. Brown and Bron, the light that's going to be at the end of the tunnel, they're going to be there. They gonna be up.
So crown.
Now I ain't saying they gonna win.
That's what you're saying right now.
But I'm saying when the smoke settles, they gonna be playing for the Western Conference Finals.
Top three seed in the way?
No, number one seed. You talk about top three. Number one seed.
Okay, James Harden, the beard. You say Bron?
Man,
The beard. The beard got that chance to win, right?
Listen,
they got a chance to win now.
Ain't nobody in the world scared of the beard.
NBA,
they better try to get them a coach. The coach don't even got but one more year. So he ain't gonna put the effort in. You think he's gonna try to go win the championship? He ain't even got a contract. What coach do you know goes into the final year of their contract without an extension? What good coach has done that? No, nobody. You've never seen that.
That means
they don't want you.
They always extend you early.
They always extend you early, so that's the point right there.
So sign AD. Don't try to save no money. So go ahead and sign AD right now.
Lock him up.
Listen. Just in case it don't work out, lock him up. Because he got to stay there longer than LeBron. He got to be your most valuable asset.
Dez.
Right?
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but we ain't done it. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but we ain't done yet.
So let's get into that a little bit, man. Let's get into that a little bit. You need a guard, yeah?
Okay. We need a guard.
You need a guard.
It's a lot of them out there in every price bracket. Every price bracket.
Who you want?
If we can't get Kawhi Leonard.
You just got to throw that out there.
I'm just saying, if we can't get Kawhi.
You just got to throw that out there, man.
We got
leave that alone. Leave that alone. Listen. You can't get Kawhi, too.
I like Beverly. He's a point guard slash. I mean, he's a off guard slash point. He can play it all. LeBron, you know, LeBron gonna be handling the ball late anyway, so he really ain't gonna have to do much.
He won't be shooting, but he'll be handling.
So you got Beverly. You got Green. You got Rondo. Bring him back. He's the perfect guy when he got a bunch of talent on the team. He's tough. Because he can set the offense up.
So you're saying you got to bury Rondo with a bunch of talent?
You got to bury him with a bunch of talent because he don't really want to shoot. Unless you make it.
He shoot. That's not his
game. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So if he get the more talent you got, the better your offensive flow with him out there.
Okay.
You got J.J. Redick.
Absolutely.
Nice. Pretty decent.
He may go back to the Clippers.
Yeah, but the guy that I really like, and I don't know what the price range, I don't know if he's going to be in that $10 million, $15 million, is Jonathan Brogdon. I definitely like him. He's restricted, though. So they get
they can match. Yeah, but here's the thing, though.
If you're Brogdon. He fit, though.
If you're Brogdon, you are an idiot if you don't go back to Milwaukee.
Why would you say that?
Why wouldn't you go back?
So you think he got a better chance of winning in Milwaukee or in LA? That's what you got to look at.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Because LA's got a maybe team. They got a number one team.
Ain't nothing maybe about that team. When we got AD, all the maybes gone. The maybes was left at the bus stop. All the maybes is gone. We going to be there at the end. Now, whether we win it or not is going to be the question. But we going to be there when the smoke clears.
Did you go to France?
I got a mouse in my pocket. I got a mouse in my pocket.
Right or wrong.
I got a mouse in my pocket. That's why I keep saying we. So, you can look at how you want to look at it. I'm all in this year.
This dude got so much excitement, man.
Hey, I'm all in. All the Lakers fans are all in right now. We happy.
Man, come on, man.
Don't get mad at me because I'm happy you got
nothing. Stop it now.
You don't have nothing to cheer about.
Man.
Oh, look on Debbie Downer over here.
He's going to mess up the first. heard the very first episode when we got our sound right, we got our sound good, we got our web page coming up, we got a new Facebook page. You're going to be able to add us on SoundCloud, you're going to be able to add us on iTunes, you're going to be able to add us on Apple Music, you're going to be able to add us on everything, and you're going to mess up the very first show talking crazy like this, man.
Hey, I hate
really?
I hate to be the
come on, man. You gotta give Dumpster Juice, man. You gotta give Dumpster Juice some respect, man. This is the very first podcast. Don't be talking crazy with all this nonsense, listen, man.
I hate to keep beating this dead horse, but we ain't done yet in LA. They ain't done, man. If we can get Jonathan Brogdon, I feel like he fits because he can penetrate.
No.
He can penetrate. And he shot 40% from three on catch and shoot.
Ah, so you've been doing a little research.
I got to do my research. He fit LeBron. He fit
the man looked at the catch and shoot because he know LeBron always going to be deferred.
But
he know LeBron going to be deferred, so he looking at catch and shoot players.
But listen.
J.J. Redick is better catch and shoot, guy.
Listen, okay.
J.J. Redick.
You're right.
Stop the conversation.
But you're right.
Okay.
But Jonathan Brogdon is the better 3-and-D guy. He can play defense. He can shoot, which he shot 40 from three, and he can drive and create his own shot.
Now,
J.J. Redick can't do that.
No, but he likes
so that. He's a Swiss Army. You know, I like to refer a lot to people.
Okay, but what the history of LeBron tells you, he prefers a J.J. Redick type.
No.
Yes, he does.
If you got a guy that can shoot just as good
and do other
as the catch and shoot guy, but he can do two more other things better than him.
And finish at the rim, yeah.
I think it's a no-brainer.
No, I like it.
But at what price can you get Jonathan
Brogdon?
That's
the thing, and it's like, you know, you make
they
an
can't,
offer.
And they can't let us go.
That's the thing. Like, say, he's in one of those situations where, like, if you try to go get him, you have to overpay for him.
And then I'm going
to
go,
you have, you know what I'm saying? You have to overpay.
Not because he's restricted.
You have to overpay for him.
But listen, I'm going to tell you something else. I like Austin Rivers and Seth Curry.
Listen, both of those guys.
Rivers
surprised me. Was that really him turning the corner of being 7-8 years in the league? Is that really him turning the corner?
He can shoot now, Dad.
Dude.
He's a monster.
How quick is that dude?
Oh, man.
He quick?
Listen, off the bench, he's nice, man.
Look, and why his handle get so good at, man? His handle, he's always had a handle, but his handle began to tighten up, man. Listen, it really has, man.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Well, I think those Rockets, they got one foot in the grave. I thought really that, you know, this year we haven't broke up, but Chris Paul won't out of there. You ain't heard that?
Listen, Dez, they crippled themselves when they signed him.
Golly.
See, they was thinking off sheer emotion. Oh, Chris Paul got hurt. Okay, all we need was Chris Paul last year to beat the Golden State Warriors. Okay, so and you felt like you owed
him. Stop right there. Chris Paul in that series, everybody talking about, if he wouldn't have got hurt, this and that. Chris Paul was really throwing up some baggage. He was throwing up some trash, and it happened to just be going in that series.
But it don't matter. It don't matter. All it was his shot. The results was
there. Yeah, that's true, but that ain't, you know them shots ain't going to fall.
But that was the result.
He a Hall of Fame point guard, don't get me wrong.
But he's on the backside far.
He's on his backside. I'm talking about slipping on the backside.
Yeah, I mean, I admit that he was never worthy of the contract they gave him. True. And if you're a true businessman, like everybody try to say about Daryl Morey, how good he is, if he was so good, he wouldn't have never signed Chris Paul to that contract.
Man, people do that, man. You look at Danny Ainge.
I owe him that money.
Danny Ainge.
What? What about him?
Well, look what he did with all them picks.
Well, he still got him.
Still got him.
Yeah.
He did nothing with him.
But, I mean, that's what you're supposed to do. But listen, okay. What good is all these picks going to do if you ain't doing nothing on the court, though?
Exactly.
Sooner or later, they got to turn into something.
My thing with Boston is, I don't know what the whole, how the Kyrie thing going to shake out or whatnot. He's pretty much out of there.
And
I don't know if Boston won him back.
Who's the winner and loser in the Pelicans and Lakers trade? You tell me. And then I'll give you my list.
The winner in that trade is the Lakers. And I'm going to tell you why it's the Lakers.
Okay.
Because New Orleans, that may be probably these picks, these young guys, That team they got right now, man, honestly, you got a bunch of ragtag misfits right now. Then you're going to bring in this kid that you don't even know if he's going to, how he's going to develop. Is he going to be a 6 to 10 point guy, or is he going to be a 20 and 10 guy? Like, I don't know what he's going to do. So they really just, they kind of like the Lakers were in the last few years. Basically just got a bunch of young guys out there that ain't going to be able to win nothing. So New Orleans has a bunch of picks. What they do in the coming days is what's going to determine how that's going to shake out for them. Because holding a bunch of picks is a bunch of maybe stuff. But the Lakers got two marquee guys that you can't market. I mean, they got the two of the most marketable guys in the league. Like, I saw something today where a whole billboard for Anthony Davis already is going up out there in LA.
And ain't nobody spray painted it down or nothing.
Just already going up.
Cause them what? Them the Lakers fans, they like it.
So listen,
ain't nothing got to do with Kobe.
As far as the market goes, the Lakers win because whether you win on the court or not, which they want to win on the court,
they got the better play.
Is the draw.
They got the better play.
The better play. And the stuff you gave up, all don't even matter.
All the maybes, potential, all that goes out the winner. The Lakers are the winner because they got the better play.
They got the better play. And he's going to be there for a while because obviously he's going to be mad.
Because there's no way in a normal NBA that you would be able to even come across that type of player.
No.
There's no way when you can have 115 draft picks
Listen.
That you can be lucky enough to get a player like that.
Not via the trade, not via free agency, not via nothing. A player like that, LeBron caliber, AD caliber, you only get them if they want to move into your yard.
Yeah,
that's it. They have to want to come to you.
That's why they won on the trade.
Because they control everything.
Because they got the better play.
But go ahead and sign him, though. Go ahead. Don't try to save $32 million and get you another guard. Go ahead and sign him. You won't need so bad. Just sign him right now.
We got to fill the roster out. We ain't done yet. Just remember that. You don't want to hear it. You want LeBron to be staying. You want LeBron down on his knee. LeBron, man, that man ain't going to stay down long.
LeBron and AD ain't going to win nothing. You got to go get me somebody else.
Yeah, we're going to free agency and get some more players.
You got to go lure somebody.
But I'm going to tell y'all something else, too. You know, I love LeBron and all that, but I dissect him, too.
Okay.
LeBron ain't no three no more.
It's time for him to move.
He can't guard that. He can't guard that position no more.
It wears too much on late in the game.
He can't guard that position no more. LeBron can't guard. He can't guard them point guards no more. LeBron is a four now.
But do you think?
Bottom line is he's a four.
Do you think him being at the four?
He don't have to move.
Yeah.
He don't have to move to guard no point.
But you know what? Here's the thing.
And he's big enough to guard.
Yeah. And with him, he doesn't have to be like a true four the entire game. You know how he's a committed. He can move around and do things.
Yeah.
So he don't have to be in that situation all game long. So that works. That really honestly do. Then you're reserving his energy on the offensive side of the court because he ain't defending. He ain't running around screens and all that stuff.
Right. Yeah. He's right there where he need to be. He can guard a four. That's what he is now. Bottom line, I hate to say he is. He can't. Remember the LeBron from back in the days could guard all five positions?
Yeah.
And all that. He's not that guy no more. But it's not nothing wrong with that.
It's
That's why
getting
a wing player like Kawhi.
Man, let the Kawhi situation go, man.
You don't want to accept, but they have a shot to get him.
But listen, it wouldn't do me. It would be crazy for Kawhi to go to LA or go to the Clippers and be on that side in that market because he got a whole country that's loving you, man. Like, why are you kidding?
Uh-oh, he's a hater.
Why are you kidding? And why go on that side and have to compete with LeBron and AD? Like, why? Stay and do your own thing, man. You got a whole country behind you, man. A whole country. Just do that. Just lock him up and do that. Stay where you at. Defend your title.
Listen.
That's it.
The truth is just the truth. They have a good shot at getting him. If he want to be there, the Lakers going to do anything they can possible to bring him to the team. No matter what, no matter how far it go over the cap, no matter what, they going after him.
Y'all got the money.
No, but I'm just saying. So what you think if Kawhi calls up the Lakers or they get their little sit down with him and he say, I want to come play for y'all. Well, I mean, what you think the Lakers supposed to do?
Sign.
He already wants to come to L.A. It's just everybody been having him going to the Clippers because they thinking Kawhi don't really want to be in the spotlight. But the Kawhi I see, he don't mind that spotlight. He just quiet about it. He just got his own way of going about his thing. But it ain't about the spotlight. Because when he get on the court, he shine brighter than most people out there.
He's a star.
He's a star. So it really ain't about the spotlight. He can handle the spotlight. It's just the way the media try to portray LeBron and make it seem like he's a bad teammate. All that. Throw that in there. But then you got 26-year-old ball player in his prime ready.
Man, listen.
Don't want to play for nobody but LeBron. I want to play with LeBron.
I talked to one of LeBron's teammates over the weekend. One of his former teammates. Kid that played right here. Came out of this mud right here. Played right there at Mississippi Gulf Coast Community College. Ira Newell. Remember that kid?
I remember the name.
So Ira Newell, and he said, you can't say enough good things about LeBron James. So anybody saying he's a bad teammate, just
I know he's not a bad teammate. LeBron just don't like to. He don't, and you know this from the Cleveland days. We signed Cleveland when we was in he signed Andrew. Oh, he got to go. I want Kevin Love.
Yeah, I'm still.
I mean, he don't want to let young talent develop. I will say that. If you talented and young, if you're not a thoroughbred, he wants you out of there.
All right, Lonzo Ball, we holler at
you. Yeah, you can't shoot. If Lonzo Ball could shoot,
his mechanics are so bad.
If he could just knock down his shot. When they kick it out to him, man, it wouldn't have been no problem, man. But he can't shoot. Man, LeBron already can't shoot free throws. He don't need nobody shooting worse from free throws than him.
Man, he was bad this year. God, he was bad.
Yeah, I mean, man, shooting 40-something. He worse than Shaq from free throws.
Man, that's terrible. LeBron missed so many.
Nah, I'm talking about Lonzo Ball. Lonzo Ball was shooting worse than Shaq. I ain't gonna say that bad, but he was bad. Yeah. He was 60%.
Dude, LeBron's terrible, though.
That's terrible.
For a guy like him, that's terrible.
Dude. Yeah, that's terrible. I admit that.
That's terrible.
All that plays into it. But I honestly...
But you know you ain't going to the playoffs. Your shot don't fall the same.
No, but I really don't want to see us go get another star. I want to see us go get by 3 more role players to fill that roster on out. We need a big man that can defend the low post. And then we need 2 guards.
So you're asking for a lot, yeah.
And then we need to go and get Carmelo Anthony to come off that bench.
Ah!
Go and get him to come off that bench.
Ah!
Take the veteran minimum, come off that bench as a 6 man.
Oh, now you want to go get them 20 from Carmelo, huh?
Get them 20. We're going to need them.
You're asking for a lot, man.
And then when LeBron don't play, they might insert you into the starting lineup. You know what I'm saying?
Man, let me
play. Sound good, don't
it? It sound good. It sound good. But you hoping on the prayer, man. You wishing on the prayer, man.
Nah, I'm just going by how it's going to be filled. You think they just going to go get 1 star? I mean, okay.
You need 2 guards. I go get 2 guards.
No, but check this out. We need guards, no doubt. But.
Your perimeter's trash.
But if you're Walker, right? Walker, right?
I'm staying in Charlotte.
No, check this out.
No.
No.
Don't try to talk that man out no money. Leave it alone, bitch. Leave it alone. Kim Walker.
If you're going to take less, why not take less and play for a championship? Why take less from a team you started out with when you ain't got no business taking less?
I'm not. Is the situation that he has to take less for them?
No, he already said he would take less.
Yeah.
Why would you have to take less for a sorry team? Who else are y'all spending the money on?
MJ.
No, but who else are y'all spending?
Nobody. It's his relationship with MJ. That's all it is.
No, but that I ain't talking about that. You either let the man go, or pay him his money. Now, he can take less if he going over here to play for a championship.
Where? Like in Toronto or somewhere?
Toronto, Golden State, anywhere. Why take less for this? Then you don't get him no discount. You the only motherfucker they got good.
They owe you.
They owe you.
They owe it, yeah. Most definitely, man.
So, I mean, that's the only thing. That's the only thing that I see.
Man, let me play something for you. I want you to check the sound bite out, and then I want you to tell me exactly, and I'm talking about exactly what you think when you hear this sound bite, man. Just let me know
what you think about it when you hear it.
Give me your exact true thoughts, all right? You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Geico.
But like I said, I guarantee, like I say again, it'll be the worst move the Lakers ever did in their life, and they'll never win another championship. Guaranteed.
I agree. Are they going to regret this, right?
They're going to regret it. I'm going to have fun with it. Because I told y'all it was crashing down. Now it completely crashed, but at least my son got off the boat before the thing exploded. I gave him a chance. You can rewind it and go back. And I said, if you get the three ball brothers, you're going to survive this. You let them go, oh, it's going to be a cold day in here. Trust and believe it. I don't care where Lonzo plays. You know, like I said about it, I just wanted to be healthy. I wanted to play. And it's better to go somewhere where you can just play and do your thing and be that guy instead of having all these question marks behind you. And once you don't believe in him, it's kind of hard to come back and be like, oh, we believe in him now because now we don't know if you're true or not. You had the first chance to believe in him, and you didn't. So guess what? Time to go.
What are we going to do with it, man? First of all, I want to know your thoughts on it, but just tell me, what is the deal with him rocking like that? Is he like in a choir? Is he a choir director or something? Why would he talk? He rocking all over the place. You ain't never noticed that?
Nah, I ain't.
He can't be still. He looking side to side. Yeah, man, the dude's just always rocking around. I don't know what the deal is, what the situation is with him, man. And he did all that talking and fussing and gave that big old speech about it's going to be the worst move the Lakers did. They got to sign both of his sons and all that craziness. And now he wants him traded from New Orleans. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
All I know is this right here. I ain't no psychologist, but I think when you see him do all that rocking, that means he's starting to blow some smoke. He blowing smoke when he doing that. Because the stuff he be saying do not make sense. Now, he did make a little sense when he said the Lakers, you don't know who the owner and who running it. Now, that's the only thing he ever made sense on.
Yeah.
But the rest, he just been blowing smoke, man.
And your son got to be healthy enough to play to see, you know, like.
He ain't even been
healthy. He got to learn to be healthy. He got to learn to be healthy first.
He I ain't going to lie. When he first come into the league, he was a lot smaller than what he is now. He has gotten a little bulkier, but he still stayed hurt a lot, though.
Stay hurt a lot, man. I mean, a lot, man. I just don't get that, man. I think
the best thing for him, get some of this southern food in him. He'll gain a little weight.
Get a little Creole in his soul.
Yeah, gain a little weight. He might be a little bit more healthier over there in New Orleans.
Get a little gumbo in his stomach. That's all he need, a little gumbo, huh? But LeVar don't want him to eat no gumbo. LeVar want him out of there.
He said he wanted him traded out of L.A.
Oh, he was saying he did want him out of L.A.
Yeah, but he said
it kind of in the clip.
After the fact.
Okay, I thought it was saying that he wanted him out of New Orleans.
He wanted him traded after the fact he done got traded off.
Yeah, like when you ain't have no control over you, you just got shipped out in a package deal.
Because at one time he was threatening the Lakers, talking about them, they better not trade him.
Right.
All that time.
And then there was a story, last year, and it said something about his camp released the report about his injury and whatnot. And they were supposed to do that just to try to block a trade to make devalue himself.
Yeah, he did it.
So, man, the Pelicans, though, man, you're looking at drafting Zion, number one, and having Lonzo being a number two, and then you had the fourth pick in this draft. You have a one, Ingram, two, and a four.
Ingram was a number two pick.
Was he?
Ingram.
So you have two number twos, a four, and a one.
And they all don't equal up to Anthony Davis. No, Zion.
Not even the whole. You could have traded the whole stadium. You could have traded the Smoothie Center for Anthony Davis.
Yeah, Zion, I don't know. We'll see, man.
You think Zion actually suits up and plays the game for New Orleans? Or something janky happens before the draft?
Nah, he'll play. He won't play.
They have to bank their whole franchise on him now, don't they?
They ain't got no choice, yeah.
They have to do that.
Because no matter what you get in return for a player like Anthony Davis, the reason why you draft is to find players like Anthony Davis.
Right. That's the whole point of the draft.
Find
a diamond in the rough, a needle in the haystack.
And I still don't think Zion is going to be that player. I don't think that he has enough ball skills for the position that they're going to have him playing. That's just me personally.
But this is a kid. This is basically a kid 1 year removed from high school.
I mean, I know, I understand that part of it.
He's exactly 1 year removed from high school.
But, I mean, he don't have the ball skills that a LeBron James or nobody had.
Stop comparing everybody that play a sport to LeBron.
No, but if you're going to want him to be a transcending talent, which everybody trying to make him out to be, you got to compare him to people like that. I'm not comparing him to Lonzo Ball because he already going to be better than Lonzo Ball. I mean, I'm just saying, you got to compare him to some of the Kobe
Big Baller, baby!
You got to compare him to Kobe Bryant and the LeBrons when they come out of high school and stuff.
The greats.
You got to compare him to that because that's what everybody's expectation is. And I feel like he's not going to be a transcendent talent. He might be a good all-star. I mean, you know, he might be an all-star player, but he's not going to be no transcending player yet. He got to get healthy
so we can see what he's going to be able to do. I mean, if you're not healthy, it don't even matter.
Well, yeah. I mean, that part of it goes too.
If you're not healthy, it don't even matter, man. Don't even matter. Did you watch your pay-per-view? Did you watch your boxing this weekend?
Yeah, I watched something in one box.
Tyson Fury, man. That dude looks crazy, don't he?
Yeah, he looks like he's playing around.
Yeah, like, and he's just something weird about him.
But I know one thing. Wilder scared of him because why Wilder didn't get a man in rematch?
Man.
Why they didn't do a rematch? That's what I wanted to ask you.
They're going to have to fight now, man. He basically, he's talking big money, too. Cash money out there, too, man. But, man, he looks like, I said, I don't know if you saw my post.
Man, that dude is 6'9 and can box.
Listen, did you see my post I said about him? How he looks in the description.
Yeah.
He built up like Jermaine Evans, man.
No disrespect
to my boy Maine, man, but he just got that ache to him, that silverback mentality. Yeah. Like, you know, Jermaine watched college still. Like, Jermaine owned so long, man, he could stand on the driver's side and watch the rims on the passenger side. Mm-hmm. He got that ape in him, you know what I'm saying? And that dude, the Gypsy King, man, he kind of built like that.
He really is, man,
but he beat the brakes off of what?
Yeah, man. Fight that one, I don't know what I
was. Ooh, he squared him up in the nose. I saw it. I was like, man, he didn't go and take you a knee, shot.
But he wasn't even supposed to be in the ring with
him. Yeah, he was getting a paycheck. Yes, he was.
I mean, but I'm just saying, it wasn't no real live match. Nothing that was going to push him.
Man. I was trying to pivot away from Laker talk and basketball talk and your love affair with LeBron James, but. Got to go right back to it and ask you a question about the Lakers. You go back and get Russell again?
I mean, we can afford Russell.
Do you go get him?
I just don't like his old man game. He got an old man game.
Inside the three-point line guy?
Nah, I mean, he can't jump. He I don't know, man.
Kenny Anderson type guy?
I mean, but he'll be good for what the Lakers would need him for, but I don't think... All the people that he got into it.
He's not explosive enough for me.
No, but I'm saying all the people that he got into it with in L.A. are gone now.
Yeah, it's a whole new
regime. It's a whole new regime.
And he went to the Nets and balled.
Yeah, but I don't really want him. I don't like him. We need somebody that can shoot and defend.
Listen, you hope you get somebody that can defend, but you gotta have somebody that can shoot.
No, we want somebody that can defend.
You gotta have somebody that can shoot.
3-and-D guys on.
Gotta have you somebody that can shoot, man.
3-and-D guys on.
Al Horford to the Lakers?
No.
Well, no.
We don't need him.
I think he'd be the stupidest person on earth if he opts out of this contract.
Yeah, because he'll never get that amount of money.
37? Come on, man. Nobody paying him that.
He won't even get half that to play.
Hey, he better be like,
David West.
No.
Remember when he thought, David West opted out of that $14 million and then was scrambling for a job.
Yep, sure was. He needed to be like, Al Horford needed to be like my boy Harvey Lee.
I'm sleep
in the mailbox and wait on the mail lady to come in the morning.
Yeah, I'm going to just wait.
Collect your check.
I start chasing rings later.
Yeah, just collect your check, man.
After this contract go out, because guess what? Boston definitely wants you to do that.
Yeah, true.
But they need to find a way to get rid of old boy though. Ooh. Boston, that's gonna be their problem. That's why Rozier mad over there. I like Rozier. He nice. He'd be nice.
So get rid of who? Kyrie?
No. The one that signed that tore his leg up.
Brown? Smart?
The white boy.
Oh, yeah. Homeboy from Butler. God, why can't you think of his name right now? He made me forget his name. Come on, somebody. The boy that came from Utah that played in the national championship that shot the ball off the rim and lost to Duke in the final seconds of the game. It's on the tip of my tongue. Why can I not think about that? He had a horrific injury, what, 2 seasons ago?
Yeah,
that's a bad break, man. It was a good signing when they signed him, but it's a bad, bad break for the Boston Celtics. Yeah, just can't think of his name. That's sad, man. I know we both know who that guy is, man. Cannot think of his name. Well, I can tell you this right here, though. Finally. Wow. Don't have to worry about it no more. The Drake curse is over. Drake finally backed the team and won. The Drake curse was a real thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's finally over, man. Finally over. Gordon Hayward. That's it. Gordon Hayward. That was just a bad break, man. That dude was a baller, man. You know, it's just... And he may have another year or two of life in him, man, but I don't know, that injury, man, psychological, just he ain't the same guy.
Nah.
He don't move the same, and he ain't just, he just, I don't know, man. I don't know. Don't know what the Rockets are going to do about Chris Paul, but.
I think they can do, but sit on it.
If they work that out, I think the Rockets can grab you one more player. I think the Rockets can do
They don't have no money to grab no more player. That's the thing. Well, that's the whole problem.
Up. You got to shake up the lineup.
But why LeBron them can't do it then?
But they ain't talking about LeBron.
No, you. Everybody else can shake up stuff, but the Lakers can't shake up nothing. And when they got money,
man, the Lakers shook up the world by getting AD.
Nah, everybody.
That's good enough.
Everybody knew that was gonna happen.
Just crown them and leave them alone.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and crown them, y'all. Lakers 2020 champions. There you go. Leave it alone right there. Put your money where your mouth is. Go on out there and drop. Drop you $100,000 on that before the season starts.
Nothing on them.
Why not?
Bet your money. Ain't no good odds. Bet your money. If I'm gonna bet money, I'm betting money where I can get odds.
Man, a little baseball talk, man. Watch your Braves, man. Your boy Newcomb got smoked.
Yeah, I seen that.
Man, that lets you know how hard the back of a head is because you probably get hit inside the head with that one and kill him.
It ain't even phasing.
That man got hit in the back of the head. The ball.
He didn't want to come out the game.
Did you see where the ball went?
Yeah, it went in the stand.
In the netting.
Yeah, it went back.
108-mile-per-hour trajectory off the bat. Hit him in the back of the head. He didn't lose consciousness. He said he remembered the play. He remembered all of it. He said, I'm going to have a headache about it. But I couldn't believe it, man. How do you get hit in the head like that and walk off the field and talk about it?
Said his spine a little sore, but that's about it.
Golly, how lucky is that dude, man? That dude is super lucky, man. Well, shoot, man. Free agency kicking up. Jimmy Butler.
Nobody want Jimmy Butler. Nobody want them. That's what folks on them. Don't
second
nobody,
tier.
Don't nobody want these second tier, want the max players. They second tier players but want the first tier money.
Right.
And nobody want them type players, man. Jimmy Butler and all them. And what's the other guy? You got Jimmy Butler, Kyrie Irving, all them. I don't even know if I want Kyrie Irving over in L.A. I don't think I would want him.
Here we go.
We done been down that road.
You the mayor hoe one time in the
Yeah, man, I don't want that.
We'll see how it works out, man, how it plays out, man.
All these teams shifting and moving money, and what's going to happen, though?
Your Braves, man. You bragged about your Braves in the winning streak, man. What's going on with the Braves, man?
Nah, we lost.
I know.
We lost the game that we shouldn't have lost. We got everything but a close. That's it. Our bullpen is gonna be our Achilles heel.
Man, your boy was out there. Kimball was out there.
We chose the pitcher. I don't know.
But
Kimbrel wasn't trying to sign no 1-year deal. He was trying to sign
3 years.
Multiple years.
Yeah, man. I don't understand that, though.
Yeah.
Cubs, so they got them to win, I guess.
Yeah, I'm over Craig
Kimbrel. Let him ride with him.
I'm over Craig Kimbrel, man. He throw too many sliders.
What'd you say, them 10-pitch at bats? You don't like that?
Yeah, man. I hate them 10-pitch at bats.
Man. Chris Middleton.
Chris Middleton nice, but they gonna want, they want top tier money.
Of course.
And he don't want even a man. No, them those type players are just gonna be. Listen, the market is. They might get lucky, but they not gonna be on no good team. They gonna go to one of these teams that just desperate.
Tobias Harris.
Yeah, that's another one.
It could pick up, man.
Yeah, but is he a max player?
Not no. Eyes.
No, he's not a max player.
He's one of those. I don't even.
He used to play point though.
He's like a third tier guy to me.
Right.
Not even a second. He's not in the Jimmy. But I would put Jimmy Butler. You know, in the
Jimmy
second
Butler
tier.
And Kyrie.
Kyrie second tier guys.
Yeah, they second tier. But yeah. Jimmy Butler below Kyrie Irving.
And Kyrie, but Kyrie is the situation Kyrie's in kind of devalues him because Kyrie's a Hall of Fame guy.
Yeah, but Kyrie can't.
But he's not
playing.
He's not a leader though. He tried to lead a team, he can't lead the team. And that's the thing.
He would be perfect for what LA got going on. To be a third option. He would be the perfect guy.
But he, I don't think his attitude wants to do that.
No, he don't have, that's what I'm saying. He's not a team player. He cares less about winning.
Man.
He don't care about winning.
Man, I'm going to go home and say, this guy right here, I'm going to say, you go get this dude right here, and then I got to look at y'all and say, I don't know what's going on. Go down to the Orlando Magic. I can't say his name, but you know what I'm talking about, that Vucevic dude?
Oh, now he's a center, though.
B.A., why can't you use him in L.A.?
Man, we got AD.
AD bounce around, shoot threes, put it back.
Nah, man.
Swap him out.
No, we don't need nobody that good. We don't need nobody that good.
You need a body, huh?
Yeah, we need somebody that can defend the low post and stuff like that.
I don't think Jimmy Butler's on that list.
No, I don't know Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler, he won his last contract.
Yeah, but him and
I'm just saying he won his last match deal.
Yeah, him and Kawhi going to LA and teaming up with somebody, and that'll work.
Yeah, him and who?
Kawhi.
Oh yeah, they can go over there. I mean, that'd be a good pickup. Wow. I thought he might go back to Philly though. I mean, you know, it don't matter where he go. Jimmy Butler is a good player though.
Man, Charlotte, man. It was already told Kemba Walker they're not going to give him.
Yeah, because he wanted to take
a pay cut. He ain't going to take a pay cut. He's just trying to get ahead of that play right there.
Yeah, but why would you take a pay cut to play in Charlotte? Yeah,
give me my 220, man.
Give me my 220 and let me ride off into. Okay, I understand winning is very important, but $120 million is important too.
Clay and Durant, I really think Durant goes back to Golden State.
He don't have a charge. That's why they let him play hurt.
Yeah, both of them go back. I think Clay and Durant return.
Yeah, because how you going to be banged up on the shelf for a new team
that you
got to build up?
And I just don't know if that whole career.
Unless he go to the Clippers and wait and sit out of
here. That Kyrie Irving and LeBron marriage, I don't know if that's.
I don't want to deal with all that no more. That's what I'm saying. I'd rather have Walker. I'd rather have Walker than Kyrie. Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, I would say. I would too.
I would rather have him.
I would too.
Because he don't come with all that selfishness. Oh, I want to be star. I want to be the star. I want to lead my own team. You ain't never been nothing without LeBron. Every time LeBron left Cleveland, they was a lottery.
Right.
With you on the team.
Man, I don't see, like, we don't know Kawhi, like, you know, what he's thinking, what's in his head and whatnot. And I know, yeah, if y'all got Kawhi, then, I mean, come on, man. Like, everybody needs to go together and sue the league. Like,
why? But y'all didn't do it when Durant went to Golden State. That's what I'm saying.
Well,
that's a 73-win team. Then he went there after that. Free agent.
Yeah.
Lakers was garbage. Didn't even make the playoffs last year. And if we get Kawhi Leonard, well, I mean, we just got Kawhi Leonard.
Durant just went to the Golden State. And LeBron pulled a scheme going to Miami.
Wait.
Now he pulling another scheme going to LA. Instead of just doing it on the way in.
No.
Doing it on the way in.
No.
Hey, instead of just putting his hand in the bag and taking it, he tried to slip his hand in the bag.
You a hater, man.
Come on, man. He did the same thing. He just did it.
No, he ain't.
He just went about it a little bit more.
That said, how can a 73-win team.
Leave that alone. LeBron did it a little quieter this time, but he did the same exact thing.
It's not the same thing. Okay, building the team. Okay.
Man, get a man 25 years.
Building the super team. Okay.
Get a man 25 years. It's strong arm robbery. That's what he did, man.
Okay, LeBron building the super team.
Strong arm robbery. That's what he's doing.
But what's wrong with that if the team ain't did nothing before he got, ain't made the playoffs in 6 seasons? But you want to crucify the man because he's building a nice team. What do you think was going to happen when he went to L.A.? He was going to stay at the bottom?
Listen, LeBron go over there and get AD and get whoever else they want to get. And what happens if y'all out the first round of the playoff?
It don't matter. It don't matter about that.
Why it don't matter?
Don't matter. The pressure. The pressure. The pressure. Y'all put so much pressure on the man.
Man, stop. You make excuses. You like build in excuses for LeBron because you already know he's going to fail.
No, we not going to be. Listen, we make the playoff. We're not getting knocked off in the first. So I don't even want to hear that part. That's just you hoping. You going to be rooting against whoever we play.
Dude, somebody jumped on my post today. It might have been Duncan, man. Shout out to Duncan, man. But anyway, Duncan, you're talking crazy. You said something about how LeBron played all this tough competition. Why? This is off subject, I know.
Every team he played in the final was better than any team Michael Jordan ever saw.
Yeah, stop it, man.
So you telling me the Golden State Warriors are not better than the Utah Jazz?
Stop it, man. Yeah, the Golden State Warriors.
The Phoenix Suns.
Come on. You named it one team, but here's the thing with that. LeBron played them teams 6 times. You know what? He played the Spurs 3 times and the Warriors 3 times.
All the Spurs teams were better than any of them teams.
He ain't played nobody else, B.A.
But I'm just saying.
Y'all don't think about that. Listen, y'all LeBron fans. Let me take this one right here. Y'all LeBron fans, do the research, man. Do the research. All y'all crap, man.
Do the research.
B.A., he played the Spurs 3 times.
But that ain't
the same team.
But that ain't my argument.
Same team. He ain't playing no tougher competition. But listen, he playing Steph 3 years in a row.
The man went to 9 finals and wasn't favored in none of them.
So?
What you mean so? It matters. But it matters though. You can say what you want to say. The man was underdogs in all the finals he went to.
All listeners.
And he was about the three-peat.
Everybody that's listening, remember, I told you to go ahead and go to the website, go to the Facebook page, like it, share it. Also, hit that subscribe button. Go to the Audio Boom website. Click on it, subscribe to it, whatever device you have, whether it's an Android, whether it's an iOS device, whatever you listen to music on, slap us on there. But with that said, the man is over here making excuses, man. He's over here making excuses. On the very first episode on Dumpster Juice, you're making excuses.
Yeah, I mean,
you're making excuses because
I'm
LeBron.
Not making excuse.
LeBron is 3-6 in the finals. So his argument is he wasn't favored. But then in the same mouth, on the other side of the same mouth, better competition than Michael Jordan.
I'm just being honest.
When he played the same teams every year.
But what does the argument is this? What does the same team got to do with it?
Because if you're playing the same team, you're not playing all this great competition. You're playing the same team. LeBron has never even lost in the first round of the playoff. Ever.
That don't matter.
So how is he playing better competition?
He never even lost. That don't matter. You facing Greg Popovich.
They never even lost.
Arguably a top three coach all time.
3 times in a row. Not in a row, but 3 times.
Of course, you're going to get the best. Come on, man. It don't even make sense.
Figure it out.
LeBron James has never
had
a great coach. LeBron James don't have great coaches. He don't have.
Listen.
He's playing from the bottom.
He is the coach.
Now, when he tried to be the coach, when he tried to be the GM, everybody knocking for that.
Yeah, he's doing it right now. He's doing it right now.
What he doing?
Coach,
so
GM,
so
media relations, all the marketing.
LeBron ain't had nothing to do with AD coming to LA.
Stop.
If you want to see something, stop. Go watch the Rachel Nichols interview with him, and he telling you in there that he wanted to come to LA. Ain't had nothing to do with LeBron.
Of course he did. And why would I not want to go to L.A. or New York or somewhere like that and get out of New Orleans and go make this pay?
Well, then why are you blaming that on LeBron, though?
LeBron just orchestrated the heist.
No, LeBron just has the same agent he got.
LeBron didn't put the ski mask on, but he responsible for it.
Oh, he did the blueprint, set the plans?
Set it into motion. He the mastermind, what they call it. The mastermind.
Well, I take it.
That's him, man. So I'm going to put this out here, man, to our listeners, man, right here on Dumpster Juice Radio. The newly minted Dumpster Juice Radio. I can't even say it right, man. Can you say that? That flows
Dumpster out. Juice.
Dumpster Juice Radio, man. I'm going to put this option out there for you right now. I'm going to put a survey. I'm going to put a poll. I'm going to make it. I'm going to put it on my story. I'm going to put it on Facebook. I'm going to put a poll out there. But I'm going to ask the question to BA first. It goes to BA. I'll tell you my answer. I'm going to give him two teams. And I want him to pick the team that he would take for a series. Who he would pick to win this series. So, team number one, Kobe Bryant, Tim Duncan, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, Dwayne Wade, Kevin Garnett, Tracy McGrady, Dirk Nowitzki, Jason Kidd, Allen Iverson, Paul Pierce, Chris Paul, Russell Westbrook, and the Claw, Kawhi Leonard. Oh, I left one more off. Can't forget my boy, Dwight Howard. So it's team number one. Need me to repeat that?
Nah.
You got it? Hope y'all heard that listening. Team number two. Your options are Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, The Dream, Olajuwon, Shaquille O'Neal, Karl Malone, your boy Charles Barkley, Isaiah Thomas, the Admiral, David Robinson, Patrick Ewing, John Stockton, the Glove, Gary Payton, Dominique Wilkins, the often injured but man highly talented, Grant Hill.
You named 10 centers on that because you got too many centers on the second team.
So, the first team beats the second team in a series.
Yeah, I think so. They got too many centers. But they got too many centers and not enough position players.
Let's think about those centers we just made. Yeah, you don't need that many, but you also don't need 15 players on a team either, really.
Yeah, but you got players that can play multiple positions on that.
So those guys you're talking about, The Dream, Shaq.
Yeah, there's two men sound.
David Robinson.
I mean, that don't even make sense.
Patrick Ewing.
They all playing.
Don't.
That's five big time.
Listen, let's take it back. Don't look at it as if assembling a legit team
I got to
play
look
a
at it like that, though.
This group of guys, would you rather have this group of guys versus this group of guys?
Yeah.
Just because the second group has too many centers.
Yeah, they not. Yeah, they ain't mobile. Tension exists between.
So, pound for pound, what's the better group?
Pound for pound, the second group would probably be the best.
So, pound for pound, the second group would be the best?
Yeah, because they'd be bigger. More bang for your buck, you know what I'm saying?
Just because they're bigger or because you got better quality players? Which one?
Because they're bigger and better and good. They're big and good. Now, don't get that.
Better quality players.
Yeah.
So.
But as far as like a game or something, I don't think they'd beat them.
Take it back from the game. Take it back from the game because big men can't run like little guys and all that
stuff.
Yeah,
that's
what
I'm saying.
So let's take it all the way back and just say, just.
Now, if you're going to say Hall of Fame.
Just grabbing up Hall of Fame talent. Just grabbing up quality talent.
Second is the best.
Second is the best. So let me read it again to you, fans. One more time. Y'all heard him. He chose number two. Number one, Kobe Bryant, Tim Duncan, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, Dwayne Wade, Kevin Garnett, Tracy McGrady, Dirk Nowitzki, Jason Kidd, Allen Iverson, Paul Pierce, Chris Paul, Russell Westbrook, Kawhi Leonard, Dwight Howard. Team number two, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Hakeem Olajuwon, Shaquille O'Neal, Karl Malone, Charles Barkley, Isaiah Thomas, David Robinson, Pat Ewing, John Stockton, Gary Payton, Dominique Wilkins, Grant Hill, Clyde Drexler, Reggie Miller.
Them legends at second team.
Hey, dang, right? Legend.
I'm talking about legend. All of them legends.
And I just want to say, I'm going to end the show right here with that survey. I'm going to put the survey for y'all. We can talk about it. We can debate about it. But I'm going to end the show right there because I like BA's answer. That's the team I would go with because the second team are all the guys that Jordan had to deal with, had to compete with. The first team are the guys LeBron had to deal with. So this concludes our first episode.
No, I'm just being honest. I mean, you ain't tripping. I'm just being honest about it. They legends.
But LeBron played better competition.
Hey, them centers, though, them big men. I
LeBron
mean,
played but better competition.
No, that's a big man error. That's a big man error back when Jordan played.
But error now.
It wasn't one. Then, listen.
It don't matter.
Yeah, it do matter.
Better competition.
No, I mean, I'm being honest with you. All right, Michael Jordan. Back when Michael Jordan played.
Okay.
How many 6'6 guards was athletic like Michael Jordan?
None.
Bingo.
Penny Hardaway changed.
How many big men was it, though?
It was seven big men.
That's what I'm saying.
There's no more big men now.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's two different eras.
It's two different eras. That's all it is.
But I just want the record to know.
$38 million cap here.
He chose Team 2.
They are,
which is what Jordan faced. He had to deal with that every night. Nah, LeBron playing the same teams. The same teams, the same players. Come on, man.
But Jordan.
Not my goat.
But Jordan, I mean, LeBron was dealing with a lot more athleticism. He's dealing with a lot more athleticism, and that's the truth.
Man, running, jumping, and dunking.
Man, you can say what you want to say. Listen. LeBron is plenty. Man, 6'6 can move like Michael Jordan these days, don't even mean nothing.
Because everybody's doing it.
Right.
Yeah, I get that. It's a different time. You see that across every sport, man.
You
it's
can manipulate
time.
All of you want.
But bottom line is, he chose the second group, the group that Jordan had to deal with.
They're legends. But they were all big men. They were all power forwards and big men.
That's true. But man, yeah, it's crazy. AD trade, man. Lakers made a move, man. I don't like it at all. I don't like it one bit, man, because that does make them automatically a contender. They're forced to be reckoned with. You got to deal with it. So I will give you all that. It ain't going to work, though, because LeBron ain't going to mess it up, man. When you steal something like that, when you do strong-arm robbery, yeah. Run to the bank like that, that money don't spin right, man.
Say it right. You're banking on it. See, look at that, man. We can get by. Listen, we got $27 million. We can, get by.
Who are we? You got where the red at?
Miles in your pocket. Miles is in my pocket. We can get by 4-5 mid-level guys, qualifying offer, and go home.
Man.
Don't hate.
Golly.
Don't hate.
LeBron talk for a day, man. We have to fight again tomorrow, man. Listen, man. Closing thoughts, man. Anything else you want to say, you want to throw out there so the listeners can hear, man? First day, man. First day, new first episode, man, on Dumpster Juice Radio, man. First episode, how you feel, what you thinking? Going forward, what are some of the topics? What we need to do, man? We got to do something. We got to get some questions in here, man. Start taking some questions. Maybe do a live feed down the road. People want live feed, so we're going to get it together, man. We've just been doing trial and error, and everything's coming up, man. And every day we're progressing a little bit further, so.
We'll get it together,
man. Dumpster Juice Radio, baby. Dumpster Juice Radio.
Real tight mask on my face. In that league, nigga. Fuck you, man. Bro, I'm in the booth with the trick. Nigga, run up. Go get his ass. That's a league.